I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. It's a three-man show this week. It's your boy Cakes. It's Eric Bickle. And Jason Bishop, JP on vacation this week. If you missed any part of the show earlier, just go to radio.com. They have a rewind feature, I've been told. Check it out, download it, and you can pick up on anything you may have missed. Maybe you missed EB earlier grasping at what to get his mom for Mother's Day. I'm going to give the boys behind the glass a free plug here. As Valdez did on Twitter, get him a cameo from the producers. Hook it up.
Can you, right. Valdez?
Yes.
Yeah, how's that working?
Yeah, how much is a cameo?
$20.
Can you whip up something funny for my mom?
Are you going to order a cameo?
Yeah, I mean, come on. He's not getting it free.
Yeah, of course.
Away the store for
but
free.
But it's got to be good. I don't want to pay for a dud.
Yeah.
Well, can't you preview it first? Or is it already prepaid?
Yeah, can I preview it, and if I don't like it?
Are you kidding me?
No, no way.
That don't work.
That's not how it works.
You get it warts and all.
You're paying for our time.
Yeah.
Right, and it's all right, let's just walk me through
this.
Yeah, I
guess that makes sense.
If I order a cameo for my mom.
Okay. We'll probably read scripture to her.
Huh?
We'll tell her our favorite verses.
Well,
read
you find
scripture.
You'll do a John 3:16 bit.
You do what you think is appropriate. If you start mocking religion, you're going to go down the wrong road.
I'm not mocking.
It's going to backfire on
you. I'm not.
Okay.
Hi, Mommy.
Hey, just do the script that Brady Quinn signed on the Notre Dame helmet in Jason's office, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Proverbs or something.
It was Proverbs.
Was it?
Hi, Mommy.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
I thought
you
it was
never,
the date.
By the way,
it looked like the date he signed it. You know, it was like 3-5, but it was actually a verse in the Bible.
That means you can never play that Mommy clip enough. You can never.
Hi, Mommy.
Thank you.
Where is that from?
Hi, Mommy.
You don't know who that is, Jason?
No, who is that?
It's very obscure.
It's definitely not me.
All right. It's definitely not you. It's definitely not anybody on the show. This is very obscure. Do you remember? It was probably, Valdez, you can help me with this, 8 or 9 years ago. It might be a decade ago.
Yeah, probably 8 or 9 years.
Remember the dude who was homeless, like on a median, and somebody pulled over because he had a sign. He was basically begging for money.
Right.
And when he got the money from the person, they recorded it, and he had a silly voice. Like way sillier than Casey's
voice. Oh, that guy? Yeah.
He had like a good
the golden voice guy.
Golden voice. I mean, like
his name's Ted something. I don't know his last name.
I think he used to be a broadcaster.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Then so he stopped. Then he stopped reading the outline. Then look what happened.
He was down on his luck. Yeah. His stock price of the company he worked for may have cratered, and then he wound up on a median and
homeless.
It went viral, and.
I don't remember that.
He became a big, he like,
but that's the guy saying Mommy?
Yeah, because he reunited with his parents after being homeless, and then he was so overwhelmed.
Let me hear it again, then.
Was overwhelmed seeing his mommy, and then he said this.
Now, was he reunited, like, on Ellen or something?
It was on 60 Minutes.
It was on 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
Hi, Mommy. Hi, Mommy. Hi, Mommy.
I love it.
Oh,
and then, at the end of, this is where my knowledge of him ends. He got like a spot doing like a Kraft macaroni and cheese commercial, like for a big, huge company.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard anything about it since.
I think he had a job there for a while, and then I think he fell back into some trouble.
Yeah.
I think. But did you Google him, Drabby? What does it say, the golden voice guy?
Well, he does like
I think he was doing podcasts, but yeah, he fell back onto hard times.
I think he went had to go back into rehab or something.
It says the last update is as of October 2019, he is working on a new reality show called Second Chance.
Well, if it's set on an island and if he has to dodge like anacondas, EB will watch it.
Right.
Mac and cheese in the pantry, so Mom can save the day.
Right. Wasn't this nice?
Dad really screwed this up.
Kraft Homestyle macaroni and cheese. Cheesy noodles topped with golden brown breadcrumbs. You
Hi, Mommy.
I mean, that voice is touched by voice. God. Listen to this.
I can't believe it's the same guy.
Cracking voice. You know what I would give to have his voice?
I can't believe that's the same guy.
Same dude. No. Same
but
guy.
But anyways, don't get sidetracked from the fact that we're doing Mother's Day cameos.
Yes.
For $20 a pop.
So here's the question. If you did one for my mom, God love her, she's not the most technically savvy person. How would she receive it and check it out?
Well, that's on you.
Yeah, it gets sent to the person who orders it. So if you're ordering it for your mom, the cameo gets sent right back to you.
So you
and then you can email it to her or text it to her.
And then she just clicks on the video
exactly.
And boom, and there it is.
Yeah, then you see our silly mugs.
By the way, that's not very good customer service from Drab T-shirt. He's like, that's on you.
Right. His customer service skills.
Yeah. How about a little more tact there, Drab T-shirt?
Right, he just doesn't want to be bothered.
I guess not.
Yeah. I don't know. I have to
it's
ponder.
It's a gift.
I mean, huh?
It's not that hard to figure out. It's a gift.
Yeah, but okay.
Hey, all right.
Are you interested in that?
Yeah, I kind of am because I know what I'm going to do for my wife.
Oh,
I know
okay.
what I'm going to do there.
Eric's hiring us because he's going to think it's funny, and then he's telling us no bits.
No.
Like, why would you hire us to get?
No, I think
money?
He wants
do
bits.
Bits. I'm just saying. If
just
you
don't make
too,
fun of the church.
If you go too hard. On mocking religion, if you go too hard on that, it's going to backfire. That's all.
We're not mocking. We're telling her our favorite passages.
Yeah, that's listen.
Hey, Eric, we've cut so many cameos for wives out there. It's 50% of our income.
Oh, yeah.
On
really?
Cameo.
Yeah,
because guys don't know what to do, and so they just say, "It's my wife's birthday."
She puts up with the show.
She puts up with me. She likes, you know.
Yeah, this will be a funny little add-on to whatever I'm getting her.
Right.
They never call, but I think we have a lot of women who watch the show.
How many have you done, let's say, in the last month? Have you been racking them up?
Well, we've never made more money because we cut AWOD out.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Oh, you did?
I didn't know that. Maybe that's part of his depression.
But well, he doesn't know that either.
Yeah. This is news
now
to him?
He knows.
Yeah, this is his breaking news.
Well, I mean, what are you going to send him a third of the money? He hasn't been here in 2 months.
He can't participate.
He hasn't done any of the work.
You would have to Zoom the cameo.
You know what? That's part of the underlying current
tension
as to why he was so
well, he
distraught
didn't know.
Last night.
And I will say, it's... Drab and I are ham and egg in this, man. We're really good together. And,
you guys
and
have
yeah,
really
then Adam
it out.
Then Adam's just like is the third wheel.
Oh.
Yeah, we're you know teeing each other up.
You guys have
knocking
chemistry.
Them out of the park.
Yeah. Okay.
No, right. We haven't cut them out yet but every time we send them a little bit of money from it, we get better.
Well, it sounds like you're greasing that wheel. You're getting it ready.
Now it sounds like you're covering your tracks. Have you actually?
We've discussed it. And we plan on moving forward with it.
Yeah. Have you actually profited yet with that and not shared with him?
No.
Are you taking his name off the masthead like they did on Facebook? Doing that bit?
So are you still giving him a third?
We haven't had a payout. We haven't paid each other out in like a month.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What's the largest payout that you guys have had?
Like the first one? I don't know. Silly.
Yeah. Well, we got like 400 bucks. Yeah. $400 or $500 a piece.
$400 bucks a piece?
Yeah.
Since then, though, if you do it once a month, what does it build up to? Maybe $100.
No, I can give you the exact numbers. Mm-hmm. 1 second.
Yeah.
It's been hold on.
See how these boys are doing.
$1,700.
$1,700 divided by 3.
Correct. And that's without tips.
That's total.
Yes.
All right.
It's probably around 1,800.
It's dried up.
Yes.
Well, that's why we're promoting the Mother's Day cameo.
That's why I'm giving you a pop. Yeah. I'm giving you a pop in the meat of the show at 8 a.m.
I don't think it's a horrible idea. Will my mother appreciate it? If it makes her laugh, that's good. But then...
What if they do? Just keep religion out of it and just make fun of Bick.
Yeah, make fun of
me. Just make fun of Eric.
We wouldn't talk about religion.
Yeah. Just make fun of Eric.
Yeah,
she'll love
it. If you want to make her laugh, just like just channel some of the comedians of Mrs. Bickle's era. Maybe she
Bob
was
Hope, right.
Don Knotts,
Charlie Chaplin. It'll be the first silent cameo ever.
Red Skelton. I don't know. Henny Youngman. Who would know?
Yeah,
Rickles.
I Don know Rickles. Absolutely.
She was a fan of.
Yeah. Who does she like? What are her likes?
She'll be embarrassed that I say this, but I believe her parents named her after Shirley Temple, which I think a million people that era were named after Shirley Temple.
It's a good drink.
Yeah.
We'll have I'll have Drab do the Charleston for her.
Right. Right. So I don't know. It's something I'll consider it. I'll consider hiring the boys because I know what I'm going to do for my wife.
It pummels a brunch buffet.
Yeah.
Buffets. You act like buffets are ever going to come back. Those things are done.
Lately, my wife and my
mother, like those pre-COVID.
Yeah, me too. Lately, my mom and I, we would just go out to, you know, for lunch for a celebration for something like that. But right now, that's not really a thing. I haven't even seen my mom in person in 2 months. I guess we could I meet my mom for a social distancing lunch at an outdoor cafe?
Yes.
Probably, yeah.
100%.
Could probably do that and feel comfortable that I'm not going to potentially expose my mother to anything. See, I don't even think I'd feel comfortable doing that, to be honest with you.
We'll just drive over there and just hang out in the front yard with her for a little bit.
Just the last time my wife did that with the kids, they all started crying.
Well, yeah. Can you sack up and not cry? Just go visit your mom and not cry? Can you do that? I think you could probably do it.
We're going to Annapolis to see Teresa's mom on Sunday.
Hi, Mommy.
Yeah.
Yeah, give her the hi, Mom.
No, I'm not going inside the house.
Yeah, you're going to stay outside and...
Just because she's got two awful cats.
Not because of the Rona.
Right. I don't care about the Rona. Yeah, I just don't like the cats.
But, you don't like them or you're allergic to them?
No, I'm not allergic. I just don't like them. They're mean.
Ah, okay.
They're
aggressive.
Beasts. Yeah, they're mean beasts.
Right. Right. All right. So you want to get into the skins topic? I think we can maybe even bang out some calls. Although I don't. Let me see. Let me check this.
What else we got?
The precious outline here. Oh, we got Austin Gale at 9. Okay.
And right, Austin Gale is a female, not a male.
Yes. So here's the deal. Cakes, I don't
know. No, I don't think you're right. Austin Gale is a male.
I thought
Twitter,
you told me it was a female.
Who did?
At the top of the show.
I did?
Cakes
did, because he's a dog.
You said we're going to talk to her about Terry McLaurin.
Oh, yes. I don't even remember
you
that.
You did.
I did say that.
I called somebody named Austin a female?
Yeah. Yes.
That's why I said
that. I was clearly still half asleep, if that's what I did.
Obviously.
I mean,
I've
never met any female named
Austin. Listen, it was
Austin.
An eye-opener to me, too, but I just rolled with it.
Yeah,
it sounded
I did.
Like you knew.
I didn't say. I just let you go.
I clearly didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't have any clue.
Why didn't the producers didn't correct you?
No, I sent Cakes a message at 6:15 that said Austin is a guy, and he goes, Austin?
I don't even remember.
You know what? He doesn't remember saying anything in the first half of the show.
See, this is what happens when your alarm goes off at 5:30.
Yeah.
And you don't have a commute to kind of wake you up and get you out of your haze.
Yeah, but you have coffee.
Yeah, how many cups have you slugged by then?
Yeah, but zero.
Hadn't set in yet.
Because I had to press the start button, and it's brewing during the first segment.
Mm. Oh, see, that's a major botch.
It's a little bit. It's fine. I'm not going to complain. My wife goes out of her way to make me coffee. I'm not going to complain.
Why doesn't she just hit the button, and then it just stays warming?
Because it's not as hot. I like it nice and hot. Well, not as hot as Brett likes it, but I like it hot.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
fresh.
Lead us through the story there where they have the Skins ranked 31 out of 32 teams in their power ranking.
Well, it's just an ESPN.com power ranking.
Can I guess who 32 is?
Yes. Go ahead.
I don't even know.
I don't think it's the Bengals. I think that's too easy to – I think – I'm going to say it's the Jags.
It is the Jacksonville Jaguars, number 32.
All right. So where do they have the Bengals?
Bengals at 30.
All right.
So one
spot
above
29.
The Skins.
Okay.
Wow. Listen, I don't know. I don't care about the other teams. I just know that we're not the second worst team in football. We're not going to be. I just refuse to believe it. I feel like we upgraded the coaching staff alone. We'll improve this team. By a few games.
Well, let me ask you this. Could you just kind of group 7 or 8 teams together and maybe not designate one as the worst, you know, the second worst?
Yeah, I mean,
whatever.
I think they're probably
Are they
the
one of the worst
third.
Seven teams in the league?
I don't don't know.
Yes,
maybe.
I think probably.
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
Here's the bottom. I think they're going to win six games.
Here's your bottom tier, at least according to ESPN. And, of course, this is way too early. It's post-draft. At 25, they have the Dolphins. 26, they have the Jets. At 27 are the Panthers. 28, Lions. EB mentioned at 29, the Giants, Bengals, Redskins, Jags, bringing up the rear.
Right.
I don't think it's crazy to put them in that sort of range.
At 31, though, Cakes, you don't think it's crazy to have them as the second worst?
I think that they could be, you know, anywhere. They could fall anywhere from 25 to 30. Like, I think.
So they could easily be the third worst team.
When you inherit a three-win team,
right, but did they upgrade their coaching staff, in your opinion? Just guessing.
Yes, 100%.
Based on track record.
Yes.
They upgraded that. Did they upgrade their defense?
Yes.
Which has woefully underperformed.
I still think they need to upgrade their secondary, but yes, they made upgrades.
And they upgraded the D coordinator, which could be massive.
Could be.
That alone could be two or three games. And then you add Chase Young. And then Montez, your boy, in the second year, was
all
coming on in the second half.
All the questions are offensive.
Right, and then offensively, obviously, it all hinges on the quarterback. But I'm betting that this quarterback, I'm not saying he's a Pro Bowler by any stretch, but I think he could lead him to six wins.
Well, we'll see. It's an unknown.
I just think it's hugely insulting to have the Redskins right now as the second worst team in football with a brand new staff and with the draft as good as it was.
I mean, you could argue that Jacksonville has better personnel than the Skins, but they have them lower on the power rankings.
Okay.
Their offense is better.
I don't know their personnel that well, so if you tell me their personnel is better.
Well, they've got Fournette. He's better than any running back the Skins have. Minshew is better than Haskins. Now, Haskins, small sample size.
I'm not sure that Minshew's markedly better.
DJ Chark, better than any – well, I would say certainly on par with McLaurin. Plus, they drafted the kid out of Colorado. So I would say they got better offensive players. Defensively, I don't know about that.
Let's see what the Skins fans think. 800-636-1067, especially if you have the HTTR in your Twitter bio. We want to hear what you think about the Skins being ranked.
Well, they'll be on my side, Cakes.
31st out of 32 teams in the way too early ESPN.com power rankings. We'll take your calls on that next here on The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Junks Live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team today. EB's part of their team. He's wearing their gear right now on NBC Sports Washington. That's called added value in the biz, in case you're wondering.
That's right. I'm going to have my man Roland out tomorrow. Electrician coming out, going to do some work, going to set up the hot tub, going to put some path lighting along the path outside the patio, and
fancy.
Then a few lights to kind of like highlight the trees a little bit. Did a little ambient lighting back there.
Ambient lighting.
I mean, I don't know. Is that the word? Maybe it's not the right word.
Ambiance probably is what you're looking for.
Yeah, but I think ambient is still also a word. Is
I think
it
it's
not?
Like ambient. I don't know. I don't know anything. What do I know?
Yeah, I probably say it the wrong way.
It's just not something we expect you to say. It could be a word, but you would never use that.
Come on, hold on. I'm pretty sure that's a word. I'm pretty good.
I believe it's ambient.
Ambient.
All right. So I pronounce it weird.
He combined ambiance with ambient.
It's fine. We knew what you were going for.
It's kind of in the same realm, isn't it?
Probably.
Latin, if you looked it up, right?
Who knows?
You think ambience, I know
the country
ambience,
of origin?
Ambient temperature. You would say ambient, not ambient.
Probably.
I guess ambient.
You said ambience.
Yeah.
You didn't say ent.
Everyone's mocking me.
No one's mocking you. We're correcting you.
My kids ridicule everything that comes out of my mouth.
I think he said ambient.
ambient lighting.
Yeah.
Ambient lighting.
I'm pretty sure it's ambient.
I don't know if that's a thing, but ambient. What do I know?
All right, put it this way. I know how to spell it.
They're going to put some lights out there.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to do.
They're going to put ambient lighting.
There you go.
There you go.
That just sounds kind of hillbilly. I feel like ambiance, ambient lighting.
You're trying to class it up.
You want to change the pronunciation.
A little more classy, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what's not classy? The Redskins being ranked 31 out of 32 teams.
Yeah.
They're at the bottom of the class, according to ESPN and ESPN.com.
I'll be honest with you, Cakes. I was just – thank you.
Ambient.
All right. I stand corrected. I was dropping a deuce during the break, and I was pondering this segment. Yeah, I was doing show prep. And while I was pondering this segment, I thought, how the hell do they really have them second worst? And then I remembered – there was a period of time last year where it was the worst football I've ever seen. The worst football I've ever seen. But I don't have a memory, but that was like the middle-ish part of the season, the early Callahan games, the post-Gruden early Callahan games were unwatchable.
Well, all Callahan wanted to do was to shorten the game.
Right.
Run the ball as much as possible.
And try to steal it.
Not expose Dwayne Haskins. Because at that point, he clearly wasn't ready, even though he showed signs toward the end that he was improving. The Callahan era of football was it was basically unwatchable.
But then O'Connell started to have more of a say by most accounts. And then the last three or four games, I remember they were more competitive. It looked like a regular football team again.
They were scoring more than three points a game.
Haskins, obviously, not coincidentally, started to play better. After more reps and more, everything. So maybe I'm just locking in on those last three or four games and everyone else is remembering everything else. So that's fair. There was a period of time where it's the worst professional football team I've ever seen.
Look, I think they're going to be improved.
But I think they're going to be better.
I think they're going to be better. But that might look like, that might be six wins. It might be seven
fine.
Wins.
Six wins is the over.
And that's
what I'm saying.
That's what you, if you're Ron Rivera, that's what you want to build on. You want to come into a three-win team and post seven or eight in your first year if you get a bounce or two. And then you shoot for double digits down the road and you build this thing.
That's what I'm thinking.
The Redskins have majored in, let's just put our fingers in the holes and plug this and try to get an extra win or two here. And hopefully Rivera is the guy that says, no, that's not the way you're going to do this. We're going to rebuild it from scratch.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think you have to bottom out from three. What, are they going to go to two? To one? No, I just don't see it. This is bottom. He inherited bottom.
No, I think they're going to win between five and seven games.
Yeah,
they're going to be in that range, I would guess.
Yeah.
Five, six, or seven.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be.
I think that's fair.
I don't think they're going to be 2-14. They're not going to be 2 or 3 win teams.
I think to be 2 or 3 wins is second worst.
Well, it's hard to predict.
If you're 5 or 6 or 7, you're not second worst.
It's hard to predict records, but I would say they're, like I said, you can group about 4 or 5 teams in one bottom of the barrel class, and I think that they're in there right now.
It is hard to predict.
Just because of the unknowns.
It's hard to predict records, but we will do our damnedest to do that Friday morning because the schedule release is a full go for Thursday.
It's not that
night.
Hard for me. Pretty easy for me to pick these. All right, let's go to Joe in Baltimore. Joe, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
What's up, Junks? How you doing?
Hey,
I'm just calling from Baltimore. I got my Mitchell and Ness Daryl Green authentic jersey on. HTTR, boys.
Sweet.
Nice.
I just threw that in there. I'm not one of those Twitter guys who has HTTR in their profiles that you guys despise.
So you're actually a rational person, is what you're saying.
I'm kind of rational, but at the same time, I don't like how you guys constantly pick on those people. But I digress. Yes, I am a little rational.
We just pick on them because, listen, it's great to have love of your team or whatever, but they're incapable of saying anything critical or accepting anything critical about them. That's all.
I see your point.
Yeah.
So back to your question. First off, people forget those last six quarters, Dwayne Haskins had a quarterback rating over 120. He was playing pretty good. So I'm going to go the over, but at the same time, I agree with you guys. I think 7 wins, maybe even 8. The NFL these days is an 8-8 league. I remember Craig Hoffman would always say that, and I would agree with him. So, I mean, I think they could go 7 wins, maybe 8 if they hit it. But the coaching on defense, getting rid of Minuski and putting in Rivera and Del Rio, that is worth so much. The defense last year was so bad. So I guess we're on the same page, EB. Love you, buddy.
Yeah, of course. Thanks.
Could be, but there's just no way they're going 8-8.
I don't see 8 wins unless, you know, Haskins is just markedly better than what we think, and he kind of puts them on his back.
Yeah.
But I do think they can win. I mean, certainly 5 or 6 games, and I don't think that's second worst. I mean, I just think that's crazy. Well, there's going to be a bunch of 6-10 teams.
Yeah, last year you had, obviously, you had a 2-14 team, and then you had the Skins at 3, and then there was a bunch of teams with 5 or 6.
Yeah.
But, look, if they get to 5 or 6, it's obviously an improvement. You get to 6, you double the wins.
But
what's wrong with that?
When they go 5-11, we're still going to smash them. Because happens.
But I fully expect to smash them in most weeks.
Yeah.
But if you're seeing progress, if you're seeing, you know, the younger players develop, I mean, we'll still critique them, but you want to see those steps made in year one.
Right.
God forbid they're a 3-win team again or worse. I can't envision them being worse.
Right.
In year one of Rivera.
Well, when you're saying that they're the second worst team in your power ranking, mm-hmm. you're basically saying they've gotten no better and they may have gotten worse. That's what you're saying.
That's pretty much what ESPN is saying.
They have not improved. They're not any better, and they're equally as poor as they were last year. And I just don't think that's true. All right, let's go to Dennis in Reston. Dennis.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? Thank you very much for taking my phone calls. And
sure.
Also, thank you very much for keeping your show going during these miserable times that we're in right now. But anyway, first of all, I completely disagree with these so-called know-it-alls over at ESPN predicting our 31st placement in the league this year. There's no way that that's going to happen, okay? And anyway, all the years before this and these predictions, ESPN, who are these guys from ESPN? They don't even know what they're talking about half the time. They're ridiculous. Why would they put Dallas as America's team? Everybody say, no. Everybody needs to back up and regroup. 5-7 wins this year. That's how I feel about it.
5-7 is not second worst. I'm with you 100%. Yeah. Was his phone clicking? Was
there a weird sound? Yeah, breaking up a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, it looks like ESPN used a panel of more than 80 writers, editors, and TV personalities to come up with this ranking.
Yeah, those guys' chops are as good as ours.
It's not just one guy coming up with a list.
Intern. They're just still a bunch of nerds just like we.
ESPN's version of AWOD.
But when you say 5-7, you covered half the league. Half the league had 5-7 wins.
Okay. I'm just saying, yeah, we're going to be like them. We're not going to be second worst in the power
rankings. So they're not going to be a 2-win team or 3-win team.
We're not going to be second worst. We're going to be a better football team this year than last year. And I think probably by 3 wins or so. I think.
Okay.
I think the coordinator is worth a few wins alone.
I'll go with 6 wins.
And then you throw Chase Young in the mix, and then an extra year of Haskins, although it's hard to develop when you're out there throwing the high school kids.
Right.
I don't know how that's working, but hopefully he's got a big chip on his shoulder. Hopefully he uses that, you know, to help him. Let's go to Anthony in D.C., line 3. Anthony, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, thank you guys for taking my call. Long time listener, long time caller.
Thanks, Sam.
You guys and Grand Danny, thank you guys so much for keeping some type of normalcy to our lives out here, man. Thank you guys.
Yeah, don't forget Chad. Thanks for hanging in there and listening.
Throw our man Chad Dukes in there too.
Yeah, we love Chad.
Yeah, my man Chad. I definitely can't forget Chad. Appreciate that. I just want to make a comment. First of all, just like the last caller said, who cares what ESPN thinks? They never, ever give us our credit. They, even when we have good competitive teams, they still always put us in the doghouse. We were 6-3 year before last when Alice got hurt, and they still were saying that we was the worst team in the NFC East. So I don't care what ESPN think. What I do care is what the fans think and what you guys think. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm very excited to be a Redskins fan right now. We had an awesome draft. I mean, I'm talking about I am giddy with Chase Young, and Gibson is going to be a star. He is the steal of the draft to me, and I heard one of you guys saying that you don't think Harmon is going to be any good just as a possession receiver. But I tell you, Harmon is going to be a great receiver.
I think he showed a lot. He's
got Golden Gandy.
Yeah.
Say that.
I think Harmon showed a lot towards the end. He showed he's here to stay. I think he could be something, maybe a number three guy, but I think he could be something.
Yeah, absolutely. But not only catching the balls, I just watch his work ethic, and he blocks. I mean, he reminds me of Julio Jones and Michael Irvin.
Look at that,
the way
kid.
He blocks.
Okay.
The way he blocks, he said.
Okay, the way
he blocks.
I never knew Julio Jones is a
Listen
scary
to the
blocker.
Whole context.
You know what I care more about from my receivers? Catching the ball than them being blockers. I know I'm clearly right. Not a coach. They want them to contribute all over and to be good blockers, but I care more about touchdown grabs.
Right. Catching the ball in the end zone.
Yeah, catch 80 or 90 balls. That's what I want.
All right, why don't we do this? Valdez said we should break now. We'll keep banging out calls if people want to chime in, right? 800-636-1067. See Donnell, Joe, Paulie, Jaime. Bunch of people want to chime in. Are you as insulted as I am by the ESPN power rankings having the Skins 31 out of 32? That's freaking disrespectful. We'll bang out your calls when we come back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're taking your calls right now at 800-636-1067. Are you tilted like Eric Bickle is that ESPN has ranked the Redskins 31 out of 32 teams in their post-draft power rankings? The only team below the Skins, the lowly Jacksonville Jaguars. Hey, man, why are we ranked 32? It's Jay Gruden checking in, new OC. I brought Chris Thompson down here, man. We're ranked 32. That's too low, man. I'm thinking that's way too low for us.
I'm trying to figure out, am I more tilted by that or the notion that I read yesterday that Kurt Loder turned 75?
Well, that...
Now, My head exploded when I saw that.
I knew he was kind of older when we were watching him on MTV.
No,
and doing
75.
I can't believe that.
It does throw you for a loop when you hear that he's that old.
Did we have Kurt Loder on the show?
I'm sure we have.
Yeah. I think I remember having him on.
I'm certain that he's been on the show probably more than once.
Hey, I think Ricky, we had him on. Bulletin.
We're dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I think we had him on HFS.
Yeah, I'm certain that we've had him on.
Yeah.
I wonder, is there a...
When did Cobain die? When did he commit suicide?
Oh, that we I were mean,
I can't
college,
remember.
We?
Or can't remember the year.
Were we? No, we might have been in grad school, I think.
Was it that long ago? I just remember having
94.
Low...
94,
okay.
Yeah.
So obviously
I was
wasn't
in
him.
Grad school, yeah.
I was swinging remember, Teddy Ruxpin's.
I remember having him on after someone died. Yeah. Like some famous musician died, and I can't believe he's 75 years old. That's incredible to me.
Yeah, I'm seeing a picture of him from the last few years. I should put this up. I mean, you can't believe it's Kurt Loder. I mean, he looks like one of the Rolling Stones. He actually looks like...
He kind of looks like the drummer. Is it Charlie Watts? Is he the drummer?
Yeah, hold on. Okay, Drabby, is there any way... God damn it.
Do a split screen.
I know. I was grilling you.
B-roll.
I was grilling you. There is a way to do this. All right, hold on.
It's right behind the monkey video.
Yeah.
Yeah, share your screen.
I'm going to share my screen.
Let's share that screen.
Charlie Watts, by the way,
on my screen. Hold
is
on.
78. The drummer for the Stones is 78. Yeah. Right, so they're not that far off in age.
Parents, cover your kids' eyes.
All right,
just
I'm
in case.
Sharing my screen. Here we go. Let's
screen share.
Did it come up?
It says Eric Bickle has started screen sharing.
There we go.
All right, where is it?
I see it everywhere.
I see a million look at that icons.
Look at that first picture of him on the upper left.
You know what, though?
That's him right there. See this? Can you see my screen?
Yeah.
But I'm going to say for 75, he doesn't look terrible.
Yeah, but he doesn't look like Kurt Loder.
He's 75, Rick.
Does he not look like the drummer from Rolling Stones a few years ago? He kind of does.
A little bit. I could see them being similar.
Hold on. How come I can't see my shared screen?
I don't know. Everyone's just looking at your tabs at the top. Anyway.
Yeah, this is
all my tabs are silly.
And
poker news, Facebook, Marist Men's Lacrosse, all kinds
of
stuff.
Yes, I don't have Marist Men's Lacrosse. Oh, these are what I save.
Oh, okay.
These are my go-tos. Yeah. Although I never go to that one.
What's your site du jour, hot guys effing?
You're not going to find that here, Rick. You can look at all my bookmarks.
I'm sure NBC's very nervous right now.
I'm glad you have
nothing
poker
to be
news.
Nervous about.
Poker look News at, bookmark. That's strong.
Yeah. Those are my top go-to.
Are you scrolling through your history?
No, I'm scrolling. I'm giving you my bookmarks. I have nothing to hide.
Who has that many bookmarks?
I know.
I've never seen such a thing.
I'm an informed human being.
Look at all of those.
I mean, I visit a lot of sites, but I don't bookmark them all.
I visit. These are my favorite sites.
Where's the show sheet on that?
Why do you have Fairfax.com up there?
Where?
I saw Fairfax.com.
I don't think so.
Definitely
I saw
did.
Something about the real Brandon Lang, fade him at every turn. I saw that.
You have every site ever created.
No, I don't. These are the sites that I like.
Gizmodo.
Do you know what that is?
No.
No idea.
All right. I'll click on it. It's like a nerdy tech site.
Yeah.
Where is that?
No, I don't need you to click on it.
Isn't that like a Gawker offshoot?
It might be in that.
I saw
that
a poker
family.
Training. You're trying to up your game. I see what's going on there.
By the way, Cakes, I'm going to get
I'm
in.
I'm afraid. These are all legit sites.
Cakes, I'm getting in the game on Friday.
Oh, you are? Good.
Yeah,
get your chips
stars.
In there. Start splashing your chips
it's
around.
$26. It's $26
Just
bucks
get
to
in
buy
there.
Him. Yeah, I'm
all right,
that.
How do it's I get fun. Out of this? Stop. I can't. Did that make it? All right.
So bottom line is, yes, Kurt Loder, old as dirt.
I don't think the Library of Congress has that many bookmarks. I mean, that's
I'm a
astounding.
Learned man, Cakes. I may not read like
you know what
fancy,
you are. You're an internet hoarder, is what you are.
No, if I see a site that I like, I save it.
I'm never ever going to put up the shared screen.
Well, yeah, because you're hiding a bunch
involved.
Of stuff.
No, I don't have that much up actually.
Hey, Drabby, did that make it to NBC?
Yeah, everything was up there.
See, tech savvy over here, Cakes. Tried to get Cakes to do it, and his head exploded.
Maybe I should have you post the monkey video next time and not ask our friend Doug McKinney. All he cares about is when the next ponies are going to run.
Right.
Apparently.
Right.
Big degenerate.
All right. Let's go. We want to get back into the phones, though. We only have a few minutes here. Let's go to Donnell, line 4, Hampton Roads. Donnell, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
What's up, Donnell?
Great.
All right. I appreciate y'all hounding my call, and I hope everybody over that side is safe. Hey, Cakes, I still remember when I played that Hollywood movie trivia back in December 2018 when I won by default. That was my first win from tickets to the Redskin game. That was my first and only Redskin game I've been to.
Oh, so glad you won, man.
Again,
let me guess, they lost.
Oh. Yeah, they lost to Philadelphia. You're right.
Shocker.
You're right. But no, getting back to y'all. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, getting back to y'all question. I think everybody in ESPN are haters. Straight haters. That's what I think.
Haters are going to hate.
Yeah, they always hate. And I think that the reason that they ranked us 31st is probably because of our reputation in the past. So I kind of get it, how they do things like that. Because if you ain't been winning no games or winning the season or even come out 500 during the end of the season, where they're going to put us somewhere close to the bottom. But that's what I really think why ESPN rated us in the power ratings 31st, though, because of our reputation of losing all the time.
Donnell, I think I've asked you this before, but what do you do for a living, my friend?
I'm a teacher in Suffolk, Virginia.
Oh, nice.
I'm a teacher at a high school, Lakeland High School in Suffolk, Virginia.
Oh, very cool. And then are you doing that all like digitally online?
Well, sort of, kind of. We just kind of assist the students when they do virtual studies like on Google Classrooms and right. things of that nature, making sure they turn in their assignment and stuff. Nothing is getting graded, though, but we're just making sure that they're doing their work and, you know, stay up to par
right.
with current as far as the classroom.
Donnell, who's the most famous graduate of that high school?
Ooh, he's probably some good ones.
The most famous graduate of that high school.
So what'd you say? It was Lakeland? Lakeland High School?
Lakeland High School, correct.
From Hampton Roads.
From Hampton Roads.
And Suffolk. Have come from out of there.
I really don't know, fellas, because I've only been there going on my fourth year there. I started out in Portsmouth Public Schools, and then I transferred because I live in Suffolk. So I transferred to Suffolk Public School District.
Yeah.
So I don't really know who's the most famous. I really don't know that one.
Donnell, right, how no old worries. Are you?
60.
60. What class do you teach?
Special ed.
Special ed.
Special
okay.
education.
Gotcha. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, are you sheltering in place? Are you staying safe?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm staying safe. I have a business that I run at night, a janitorial business. So I do that at night.
Oh, you might be killing it, right? You get that disinfectant bit?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. I got a couple of car dealerships that I do here in Virginia Beach that I do.
All right, Donnell, we got to run. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Be safe.
All right, thank you. God bless you all.
Yep. Yeah, you too, man.
I pulled up Lakeland High School on Wiki, but they don't have the
famous
alums.
Grads,
they don't have one notable person.
I guarantee they do.
From Hampton Roads, it's got to be.
Oh, they probably got a couple of ballers.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Joe in Manassas, line 5. Joe, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, Junks? Love the show as always. Hey, I just ESPN. I hope they're right, man. To be honest with you, just because the fact of the matter,
want another draft pick.
Yeah, why not, EB? Come on, man. What, you can't suffer through one more year for this?
I just don't think that formula always works. It's just
so,
dicey.
So you want seven
else.
Wins. So that formula wins. Seven wins, you're saying
seven
we're building
wins,
for
and then
the future,
next year
right?
you win nine.
Mm. No, yeah,
mean,
we
just,
win
you
nine.
You don't
come
have to tank to
okay.
win. You don't have
EB,
to bottom out to
how
win.
I don't know how you're like feel disrespected. Okay, so we were the second pick last year, right? What does that mean? We were the second worst team in the league. And you know what? Who got a quarterback that's actually a pretty good player? Cincinnati Bengals. They're going to be a better team.
So hopefully you don't think we are? You don't think we got better?
We are better, but don't you think all the other teams that finished down there at the bottom are thinking the same thing like we think every year? Don't
sure,
you think
I just
that?
Don't think that we're a 3-win team next year. I just don't think. And if you're the second worst team in football, you're like a 2 or 3 win team. I think we're better with our coaching staff. Specifically, we're better on the defensive side of the ball with our coordinator. I think we're better with Chase Young. And I think,
I mean, we've been saying this. I understand. I know Rivera's a solid NFL coach, but we've been saying this every year, every season for the last few seasons. I just want us to be set up for the future and stop being mediocre. Just like the Wizards. Just like, come on, man. Let's get right.
We just drafted the best player in the draft by all accounts.
I know, man. He's the quarterback's the most important, EB, and you know that, brother.
I do. I do, but we settled for the best player in the draft.
I know, but okay, well, but that's not going to make us over. That's not pushing us over the top, bro.
It's a piece. It's a major piece. It is a piece.
EB, I love you, but come on, man. We need the quarterback. Let's just finish at the bottom and start going to the top.
I haven't written off Haskins yet.
I know. You want to cheer for 3 wins and be happy and eat your popcorn. All right, cool, man.
All right. Listen, Joe's obviously written off Haskins after 6 games. I haven't. I'm trying to be fair.
Hey,
he's written him off.
Let's try to sneak in James calling from Florida. Don't have time.
James, we should break.
We don't have time.
We should break? Why? Don't we have somebody next? We have Austin.
The chick. Yeah, we have Austin the chick.
No, he's a guy. My brain was in a haze when I teased it earlier.
Maybe we can get back into it at 9:20.
All right, we'll talk more football next with Austin Gale from Pro Football Focused. And at 9:20, it's time for EB's entertainment page. Lots to get to here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.